Welcome to Continued Connections, a free service available to participants in Captain Tom's programs at fearofflying.com. This podcast is titled Turbulence.
Two parts of the flight bother people most: takeoff and turbulence. Takeoff is brief, but turbulence can last. So let's talk today about the kind of turbulence you get sometimes at cruise altitude. Turbulence not associated with clouds, but what's called clear air turbulence. Clear air turbulence is created by Mother Nature. It's truly natural. And if you can understand how natural clear air turbulence is, perhaps that will help. Okay? The Earth is about 25,000 miles in circumference at the equator. Now, the Earth spins, and as it does, it produces centrifugal force. And the centrifugal force is greatest at the equator, where the Earth's circumference is greatest. So at the equator, more than any other place on the planet, the Earth is trying to sling air away from the planet. When that air being slung away from the planet runs out of momentum and starts to come back down, it can't come down there at the equator because air is continuously flowing up underneath it. So it comes back at a different place. It has to migrate away from the equator. Some of the air goes north, looking for a place to come back down, and some of it goes south. Now, here's where this discussion is going to get tricky. The circumference of the Earth at the equator is 25,000 miles. But the circumference of the Earth north or south of the equator is less. If you measured the circumference of the Earth at the latitude of New York or San Francisco, there you would find the circumference is about 19,000 miles. Now, this means that a place on the equator, such as Guayaquil, Ecuador, or Belém, Brazil, rotates 25,000 miles a day, or about 1,000 miles an hour. And a place like New York or San Francisco rotates 19,000 miles an hour, which turns out to be about 800 miles an hour. So New York and San Francisco are moving about 200 miles an hour slower than these cities near the equator. Now, if air is slung away from the planet down at Guayaquil, Ecuador, and Belém, Brazil, and then migrates up to New York, when it gets to New York, it's moving faster by 200 miles an hour than New York is. And that air which is overtaking the Earth, that air that moves around the Earth, is called the jet stream. Which means if you go from San Francisco to New York, that 200-mile-an-hour air helps you get to New York faster. But when you go from New York to San Francisco, you have to go against that 200-mile-an-hour air. Obviously, if you're going to go eastbound, you want to get in the jet stream and let it help you get to your destination faster. But if you're going westbound, you want to stay out of the jet stream. You want to go north of the jet stream or south of the jet stream. But staying in or out of the jet stream is a lot easier said than done. And that's because the jet stream doesn't go in a straight line. It meanders around. It snakes its way around the planet. Actually, there are two jet streams, one in the northern hemisphere and one in the southern hemisphere. If you're in the middle of this fast-moving air, all the air is moving at the same speed, and it's smooth to fly in there. But on the edge of the jet stream, where fast-moving air is scrubbing against air that's not moving so fast, there's turbulence. It's like this. If you're on a train going 50 miles per hour, there's no turbulence in the train. But if you're on the platform of a train station, when the train goes zipping through there, forget it if you're trying to read a newspaper. The turbulence from the jet stream-like train won't let you. But if you were two blocks from the railroad tracks, you could read your newspaper easily because there would be no turbulence. Now, that's how it is with the jet stream. In the middle of the jet stream-like train of air, air is smooth. On the edge of the jet stream, where the fast-moving air meets air that's slower or even standing still, there's turbulence. North or south of the jet stream, it's smooth. Above and below, it's smooth. But on the edge, you get turbulence. When we as pilots get into jet stream turbulence on the edge of the jet stream, it's not practical to turn to go north or south because usually you'd have to go quite a ways to get out of that scrubbing air. But you can go up slightly or down slightly and often get out of the edge of the jet stream. The edge is just not as wide up or down as it is side to side. So when we encounter jet stream turbulence, we ask air traffic control for a smoother altitude. Sometimes we can get one. Sometimes we can't. That's because sometimes clear air turbulence extends higher than we can fly, and sometimes it extends lower than is practical for us to fly. Sometimes other airplanes have already taken the altitudes where the air is smoother. And sometimes there just aren't any smooth altitudes. Now, all this effort has been aimed at one thing, to help you understand that clear air turbulence is natural because the jet stream is natural. There's one more assuring thing that you could get from this. Since the Earth is rotating at a constant speed, the amount of turbulence that can be caused by the Earth's rotation is limited. It cannot increase. At any moment in time, there's some place in the sky where turbulence is at the maximum, and there's lots of places where there's none at all. Now, we know what the maximum turbulence possible is, and we build airplanes 4 times stronger than that. What this means is, there's no way this completely natural clear air turbulence Mother Nature provides can be a problem for an airliner. Now that you know that turbulence is not a problem for the airliner, will turbulence still be a problem for you? Unfortunately, yes, because though your intellectual left brain can completely understand that turbulence is okay, your emotional right brain still is going to have a problem with turbulence until you master the Jell-O exercise. Okay, we've taken care of turbulence intellectually. It's up to you to take care of turbulence emotionally by going to the part of the course titled Control of Anxiety and go through the Jell-O exercise again.